こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目。現在、スマートフォン、スマートスピーカー、スマートウォッチなどのスマートデバイスは、自分が今どんな場所に置かれているのかや、ユーザーが具体的に何をしているのかまでは把握していませんが、カーネギーメロン大学の研究チームが2種類の解決法を提言しました。一つは、ユビコースティックスと呼ばれる人工知能システムで、デバイスに元から搭載されているマイクを使って周辺の音を聞き取り、今いる場所を把握したり、ユーザーの行動を音で判断します。日常では複数の音が混ざり合って邪魔してしまうことが多く、簡単ではないものの、実験では 80% の精度で当てることに成功しています。二つ目は、ロシアの KGB が昔スパイ活動に使っていたような、振動を探知して人の行動を把握するバイブロサイトという技術です。
While currently, smartphones, smart speakers, and smart watches are unable to tell where they are set down or what specifically the user is doing, researchers at Carnegie Mellon have proposed two new solutions. The first solution, an AI system called Ubiacoustics, uses an existing microphone on the device to listen to ambient noise and determine more exactly where the user is and what the user is doing. While it is difficult to parse ambient noise, the system was able to use the microphone to accurately predict where the user was 80% of the time. The other method, called VibroSight, which has been utilized by the Russian KGB, relies on detecting vibrations to predict what the user is doing.
So, まあ 80% って普通にサービスとして提供するにはまだ低いらしくて、まあ確かにそうじゃん。10回中2回は勘違いされてたら、まあちょっと困っちゃうんだけど。
Do most services work more than 80% of the time?
I would assume so.
Probably.
Otherwise, it's pretty annoying, right?
It doesn't feel like it, but probably.
Yeah. これ、一つ目がすごい便利なのは、最初に言ったみたいに、マイクがすでに搭載されてるから、それをそのまま使える。ソフトウェアを入れるだけでも使えるし、まあ、これ、ディープラーニング使ってるんだけど、映画業界とか、エンターテインメント業界で、もう様々な種類の音がすでにラベリングされてるんだよね。でもまとまってる状態だからそれを使えばよくて、だから一から全部作る必要が全くない。だからやろうと思えばこんな感じでできますよっていう。で、何に使うかっていうと、例えばドアがノックされてる時とか、あと便利だなと思ったのは、料理してる時にレシピを見ながらキッチンで例えばなんか作業してるとして、なんかこうブレンダーの音とかを拾ってくれたら、もうあブレンダーやってるなって次のページに行ってくれるとか、あと火を使ってるのがもう何分経ったから、じゃあもう火止めていいですよって教えてくれるとかさ、そういうことらしい。
So this would kind of provide the sensory context that AI applications need. Well, I guess this is also an AI thing, but other applications that use AI, if they can function on a more contextual basis for the user, it will seem a lot smarter. And you'll be able to ask, you know, whether you brushed your teeth or not. It's like, oh yeah, I heard you brushing your teeth.
Last night. そう、だから今まさにオフィスに置かれてるのか寝室に置かれてるのかとかを全く理解してないから、まあ、トンチンカンなことを言ったりとかしちゃうこともあるだろうし、ただそういうのをちゃんと分かってくれると便利かもしれないねっていう、その通常こういうスマートスピーカーとかが全ての音を拾ってるっていうのは監視されてるみたいで気持ち悪いとか、プライバシーがどうこうっていうネガティブな観点から語られることが多いんだけど、まあこういうふうに便利に使うこともできるよっていう話。
Well, this sounds exactly like the kind of tool that the NSA or some government spy organization would use to track someone.
So,
right? I mean, this is exactly what they would want. I mean, they'd probably want more than this, but.
で、この二つ目の KGB が使ってたようなやつは、振動を探知するものをプラスで つけないといけないから部屋に。だから今持ってるデバイスそのまま活用する、それだけでこれをできるっていうわけではないんだけど、ただ夫と違って振動は混ざらない。振動同士が邪魔し合うってことはないっていうのと、あと音を直接拾ってるわけじゃないから、プライバシーの観点から言うと、まあこっちの方が、っていうのは書いてあった。
Why couldn't they use an iPhone or something to do that?
To detect vibration?
Yeah.
その、なんかね、センサー、振動を探知するセンサーを置いて、そこから検知したいものにタグ付けするって書いてあった。
I guess because you're carrying your phone, there's too much other movement.
Maybe.
But the phone, if the phone's on the table, it contains fairly advanced accelerometers that can detect and map vibrations that it receives. But vibration would depend on a lot of things, you know, the surface it's sitting on and stuff.
So, しかもさ、電話自体もvibrateするしね。もうわけわかんなくなるじゃない。
Well, that would be the easiest one to subtract.
It's like, whoa. そう、でも、どうなるんだろうね。こういうのが、まあだから常にマイクがオンになってる状態で、全部まあ拾われてるわけじゃない、そうすると。
Well, it's kind of true with Siri, right? So what if this was just part of Siri? Instead of making it sound all scary, they're like, hey, Siri is way smarter now.And this is just part of Siri.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't really become that powerful until you combine it with memory and something called object permanence. We've talked about this before. But babies don't have a sense of object permanence. So when you say, inai inai pa, it blows their mind.It's like, oh, he's gone and now he's back, you know?
Right.
That's object permanence. But if the phone starts to track things and remember things that it hears, then it could build a much more complete view.
そう、たださ、そもそもスマートフォンに搭載されているアシスタントがそういうふうに記憶をリテインできるようにさせていくっていう流れになってるわけじゃない？
うん。
そうするとこれと組み合わせるとものすごいなんていうのユーザーのに関する知識の量がものすごいことにはなるよね。
うん。Well, of all of human nature, of all humans, basically, it would have such a vast sample of human behavior.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right? Yeah.
And one of the hardest things for AI to get around is language.But once artificial intelligence understands language and can deploy its own language, then things will get very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Because you have to imagine it would be infinitely persuasive, or at least persuasive enough.
Yeah. だからその例えば恋人に嘘ついてどっか違うとこに、だから恋人にメールでは会社行ったってって言ってるのに実は他の女の子と遊園地行ってたとか、そういうのも全て、まあ、GPS とかメールとの会話とか全部つなぎ合わせれば分かるわけじゃない、
like、そういう snitched on you.
いやだからそういう今までは自分だけが分かってたことを自分のデバイスも全て把握していて、しかもそれが Siri みたいに喋れるってなると、気まずいことになるよね。
Well, there's an intelligent entity thatshowed up, you know, and started bouncing little rocks off your window at night. And now it's climbed up the tree and it's like halfway in the window. And this entity is this intelligence.
Yeah.
We don't really know. We're giving it all this data, and it's changing everything seemingly for the better. But people worry aboutWhen that thing surpasses us, what, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
This is a weird way. Just the amount of data that something like this would serve up to an intelligence that conceivably could make some meaning out of it. like that's really unprecedented.
ね、しかも自分のことそれだけ分かってくれてるわけだから、もうなんていうの、何年後のシリとかさ、本当に何でも相談できちゃうみたいな、なんかわかる、もう離れられない関係みたいな感じになりそう。
Well, it'll remember more about yourself than you do.
でしょ。
And we kind of shed parts of ourselves as we move.
だから夫婦喧嘩とかしててさ、言った言わないってなるじゃん。いや、そんなこと言ってない、いや言いましたとかの時さ、シリに聞いたら一発で解決できる。
Her Siri wins every argument against my Siri. It's so not fair.
そうだね。シリも一応空気読んでこっちの味方とかしてくれるのかな。次、事故に遭いそうになった時、自動運転の車はどういった行動を取るのが倫理的に正しいのかという問題に関して、マックス・プランク研究所とゲッティンゲン大学の研究チームが実験を行いました。前提として自動運転の車の前に歩行者が飛び出してきて、そのまま車線内に留まって急停止した場合は間に合わずその人は引かれてしまい、とっさに右に避けた場合は歩道を通行中の他の人を引いてしまうというシナリオを用意し、872人の被験者にどちらがいいか尋ねました。すると 85% の被験者が 車線内に留まる方を選びました。歩道の人を引いてしまう確率を 20%、50%、80% と変化させたり、自動運転のシステムがその確率を試算できないというシナリオも用意しましたが、それでも大半の被験者が車線内に留まる方を好んでいました。
When presented with an accident scenario, a self-driving car will have to make ethical decisions. These decisions have been investigated by the Max Planck Research Institute.For example, if a pedestrian jumps out in front of a self-driving vehicle and the vehicle was unable to brake in time, could it make sense ethically to swerve to the right and risk hitting someone else who is walking on the crosswalk instead? The researchers asked 872 people, and 85% of them preferred that the vehicle hit the original pedestrian. The researchers tried changing the probability of the swerve maneuver hitting the pedestrian on the sidewalk to 20%, 50%, and 80%,as well as a scenario in which the AI system could not calculate the odds. In most cases, participants responded the same, that the car should stay on course and run over the person who jumped out.
そう、ドイツが多いよね、この研究。いつもドイツの気がするけど、まあ、車業界が車業界が大きいからか、これもあの法制度、法を整備するっていう観点のもと、こういう研究を進めてるんだよね。だから、あの、自動運転になっても事故は絶対に起こるっていう前提、大前提のもと、事故は絶対に起こるんだけども、その時にどういう対応を自動運転の車がやれば、社会がなんとなく仕方ないねってなるのか、そこを探してる状態なんだよね。だから絶対に歩行者かその飛び出してきた人どっちかは死んじゃうって言った時に、どっちを選択した方がみんなの心がざわざわしにくいかっていうことなんだけど、まあこのシナリオだと車線内に留まった方が、たとえ飛び出してきた人を引いちゃったとしてもみんなの心はざわざわしにくいっていう、
まあわかる。
まあでもそうだよね。これはその、なんていうの、飛び出してきた人と自動運転の車っていうのは当事者だけれども、うん、歩道を歩いてる人っていうのは全くの部外者で関係ないわけだから、うん、それを引いちゃうよりかは、もう飛び出してきたからしょうがないねっていう気持ちはわかる。
As anything else is 迷惑。
Yeah.そう だから面白いのは、これリスクが最小限に抑えられてなくても結局車線内に留まる方をみんなが好むっていうことは、状況が関係ないんだよね、全く。だから何か余計なアクションを起こさないっていうこと、だから余計なアクションを自分が追加したことによって誰かが被害に遭うっていうのはみんなやっぱり嫌なんだけど、何もしなくてもう不可抗力で誰かが死んじゃったり怪我した場合はもうしょうがないってある程度諦められるっていう。
So you still think this way even if the person who jumped out into the street is a kid?
Yes, true.
Let's say it's a five-year-old kid jumps out into the street. They're chasing, you know, a ball or a squirrel or something.
前にもさ、ドイツの研究でそういうバリエーションつけてるのあったじゃん。じゃあ、例えば子供とお年寄りだったらどうするとか。
で、そうすると
大体みんな、じゃあまあお年寄りに死んでもらうしかないみたいな感じのことを選ぶんだけど。
But, do you think people generally would agree that we shouldn't have the AI make that decision based on the demographic analysis of the people? So all human lives are equal?
っていう前提でやるしかないん、right.
I mean, I feel that way.、
うん、
But I feel another part of me that's like,、well, if the person, you know, if the person that jumped out is like a kid and the other person is like 95 years old,
そう、
and I'm kind of like,、wouldn't that 95-year-old be like, oh, I wish they ran over me instead of、yeah. the kid? Or,
だから多分 but,前もこの話したけど、法律を作るってなった時に、じゃあ90代以上だったら、絶対にもうそっちを引いちゃえとかっていうのは、できないから、そう、できないから、ただ一方で、この研究みたいになるべく社会が受け入れられる結果になる方向性に持っていきたいっていうのはあるわけじゃん。だから、この結果、この状況が関係ない。とにかく余計なアクションをしないっていうのでいいんであれば、法律を整備する際には、実際、楽なんだよね。そんなに難しくない。避けなきゃいいだけだから。だから法律を作るっていう観点から言うと、まあこの結果はある意味好ましいんじゃないかと思ってるけど。
Right. I mean, we shouldn't write laws in a way to, you know, for the sake of the convenience of the writing of the law.
yeah,
but I let's say the two people that might get run over, the person that jumped out and the person that's on the crosswalk.Are the same age, same everything, right? But you change the probability. So let's say you could avoid hitting the person that jumped out 100%、
mm-hmm.
and incur a 1% risk of death to the person on the crosswalk.
Yeah.
It's a 1% chance. You still say, run over the original, the person that jumped out.If it's 1%.
Yeah.
No? So you can give me an exact percentage of probability as calculated by the computer at which it should make that decision or not make that decision to run over the person on the crosswalk.
I don't know.
They're the same age, same weight, same height. Their t-shirts, the same color. You know, they...Woke up at the same time.
だからそう、だからやっぱり余計なことせずにとどまってほしいって思っちゃわない?でも確かに。そう言われると。だって。
I think the person who jumped onto the road should take responsibility.
Yeah.
Because if someone who follows the rules, even if it's 1%,If someone who follows the rules、
right.
gets run over because a machine decided, oh, I need to run over this guy、
yeah.
to save someone else who's,、
ね、
what are you doing there?
そうなんだよ、right? だからやっぱり余計なアクションをしないっていう方向になるんだよ。
But the fact, well, the idea that this machine could save this person's life and only incur a 1% risk to this other person, you know, that's kind of a horrifying thing to just、
まあね、
watch it.Run over that guy.
そうなんだよね。しかもそういう数字が実際に出せちゃうわけじゃん。で、
well,
後から、
yeah, sort of.
結局そういう数字が出せるような社会になってしまったとしてさ、じゃあ車線にとどまりますと、そういうふうに法律で決まってるから。Mm-hmm. ただ確率的に言うと後から見たときに避けとけばどっちも助かったかもねとかさ、そういうなんか。だからやっぱ数字になっちゃうと、
We don't want to know those numbers.
そうそうそうそうそう、そうそう、知りたくないよね。そうなんだよね。
So is this kind of a Darwinist perspective to have on this? Like, there's something wrong with you that you ended up jumping out onto the road. And if you,
yeah,
because you take responsibility for you know.
まあそこまでなんていうのその飛び出してきたんだから引かれてもいいっていうよりかはその飛び出してきた人と何にも関係ない歩道を歩いてる人を比べた時に、うん、どっちがじゃあびっくり要素引かれた時のびっくり度が高いかっていうと、right. まあ歩道を歩いてるのに引かれる方がびっくり度は高いよね、
うん、
その理不尽度が高いというか
there is like a Darwin element to it, right? Like it's your responsibility
まあね淘汰されたね、right? みたいな
if you slip on the stairs and if you hit your head and you die if something happens if you make a bad decision、
yeah.
you know then we kind of rationalize that saying like well you know you should have had better coordination or something you know there's、right. it's so chaotic but we kind of rationalize it thinking you know well we want to think we have control of our lives right like I can be smart and I can stay alive and I can get life insurance and I can do this and I can do that and that'll keep me alive and that works right do you know what I'm trying to say
yeah to some extent I guess
So you think the car should go straight and run over? What if it was just injury instead of death?
難しいのはさ、その人間が運転している時と全然違う結果になるっていうことだよね。人間が運転してて人が飛び出してきたら、とっさに、あ、歩道の人引いちゃいけないからこの前の人引いちゃえとはなんないじゃん。
Well, quite often human beings will kill themselves because they try to avoid hitting someone.
Right.
Yeah, they can't even make the calculations. It's just like, don't hit this guy. And so they turn and, you know, the car flips.
で、あの、前の、昔の、もう一つの別の研究では、やっぱりみんな、その、自分が車に乗ってるんじゃない場合、一般的な話として、何か事故があった時に、一番最初に犠牲になってほしいのは、その、車の中の人。というか、それで被害が最小限になるんだったら、まあそれはある程度正当化されるっていうふうに言う人が多いんだよね。
うん。
まあ確かにそれもそうだと思うけど。
So, the driver is not so relevant.
Drive?
You know?
うん、これは完全自動運転の話だから、そのドライ
ブ。The driver...There's no like wrong place, wrong time, sort of. There's no liability to the driver.
うん、むしろドライバーがいない、もうただ乗ってる人っていうことだよね。コントロールがない状態っていう想定だよね。
That's very different than how it is right now, right?
いや。将来的にもう完全自動運転になった場合の話。だから今みたいなこうパーキングだけやってくれますとかそういうことじゃなくて。いや。でもそういう方向性に向かってるから、それを今から考えておかないといけないねっていうことだと思うけど。
It'll be interesting to see how that changes. Like, I mean, countries will probably update the legislation on that at different times. And that could be confusing.
そう。まあ、どっかの国が最初にやって、それを、そこでまあいろんな問題が噴出して、それを叩き台にして、改善していくっていう感じにしかならないんじゃないかと思うけど、まあ完全自動運転になった場合、今と比較したら確実に事故の件数とか死んじゃう人の件数っていうのはすごく減るはずだから、まあこういうシナリオっていうのは本当にアンラッキーみたいな。
You know, it's statistically it's safer than the average driver, right? The self drive even right now.
Yeah.
But what if you specifically, you yourself, are a really, really good driver?
Yeah.
Then if you switched on the autopilot, that would make it less safe.
そんなこと、誰その人?
Well, right now, that's true right now, right? So right now, if you have autopilot on and you turn it off,
yeah.
I think because if you just have, if you treat it like full autopilot, you'll crash eventually.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, it's like the early versions of autopilot will be like safer than you,
right.
but not as safe as someone else who might be a better driver. Not that you're a terrible driver, but some people the people that are the least comfortable driving will adopt the least safe and earliest iterations of self-driving. Do you know
that sounds scary? Yeah.
Well, that's what we want. It does sound scary, but
right. まあね、ただなんて言うんだろう、徐々に完全自動運転の車の技術が追いついてくるっていうよりは、もうどっかでパチンと、なんていうの、その今マイケルが言ってるみたいに、mm-hmm. ああじゃあすごい運転うまい人間と完全自動運転、ああなんか拮抗してる、だんだんそのパーセンテージが 1% ずつこうずれていってみたいなことよりかは、もうちょっとパチンって切り替わるんじゃない、大きくどっかの時点で。
Well, I think there's going to be certain scenarios, unpredictable scenarios in which human judgment will outperform AI judgment for right. quite a long time. That will probably be true for at least 10 years or something. But most of the time, I think fairly soon, AI will be safer than humans most of the time. It's just a very particular situation that's yeah. unique, that requires some on-the-fly judgment where human thinking is almost certainly going to be better than AI.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the, you know, which person to run over scenario as much as it is like I'm driving and, oh, that thing is starting to catch on fire. I should not drive that direction or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe something like that.
Hmm. 次。マルティン・ルター大学の研究チームが他人をからかって笑ったり、逆に他人から笑われることについて154組のカップルを対象に調査を行いました。自虐など自分をネタにして他人を笑わせることがあると答えた人ほど現在の交際関係や性生活への満足度が高く、自分の恋人に強く惹かれていると答えており、この傾向は特に女性側に顕著でした。逆に自分が笑いのネタにされるのが怖いと答えた人ほど交際関係への満足度が低く、恋人への不信感も強い傾向にありました。恋人が笑われたくない性格だと答えた男性はその恋人との性生活の満足度が低い傾向も見られました。一方、他人をからかって笑うことが好きであるということと交際関係への満足度には比例関係は見られませんでしたが、単純に喧嘩する頻度が高くなっていました。
A research team at Martin Luther University has conducted a survey involving 154 couples on the topic of laughing at other people and being laughed at. Respondents who can be self-deprecating and make fun of themselves in order to make others laugh reported being more satisfied in their relationship, more attracted to their partner, and more satisfied in their sex lives. This correlation was particularly strong among women. On the other hand, people who fear being laughed at tend to be less satisfied in their relationships and less attracted to their partners. However, enjoying laughing at people alone was not correlated with relationship satisfaction and tended to increase the frequency of arguments.
そりゃそうだろうって感じだよね。このからかって笑うのが好きな人同士とかがくっついてたらさ、
they'll cross the line sometimes.
そう、喧嘩の回数多くなる。
The other person might not be in the mood for it at a certain time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそう。そう、でも人によって確かにこう自分をネタにして笑いを取りに行く人と絶対にそれをやんない人っているじゃん。
Yeah, I think so.
とかその。誰かが自分をネタにしてこうからかった時にすごい悪い空気にする人っていうか、なんていうの、
Are there people that can never make themselves like the subject of the butt of a joke?
あ、でもいるよね。
It's pretty, it's pretty rare.
でもいるよ。いるいる。
You
were... あの、友達でもあのすごい仲いい子にはいないけど、でも学校一緒だった子とかで。
Is that why? Or is that a factor for you?
あ、でも、うん、なんか本音で言えないっていうか、なんていうの、あの、 なんて言えばいいんだろうね、突っ込めないっていうこと、その からかってこういじめ的な感じで言うつもりはこっちも全然ないんだけど、うん、なんかこう突っ込めないと なんだろうね、上辺だけの関係になっちゃったからなんて言えばいいんだろう、その
It makes you feel stiff.
Yeah. とか言えないことがあるわけじゃん、その人に対して、うん、で、うん、言えないことがいっぱいあるとその人とは仲良くなれない、なんか何でも言えある程度言えないと
is that topic itself falls under 言えないこと、
そうだねそうだよね、
言えないことがあるって
っていうことを言えない
That's the real problem, right? Because it ends up being
a
boundary to a lot of other things as well.
特に私は結構何でも言うじゃん。だから、あ、これはこの人に言えないなっていうのが溜まっちゃうと、まあ別にそれはそれでやっていけるけど、すごい仲良くはなれない感じがする。
How do you decide if it's bad enough that you can't say things?
なんか今まさに一人だから頭に浮かんでる子がいて。
But do you think, like, do you ever just say it? You've tried saying things you can't say to people you can't say it to.
そうね。
And 例えば、is it worth it?That's the
yeah,
thing.
No, like, no, it's not.
But if it's not worth it, isn't that so sad?
Yeah, だから仲良くなれないんだよ。仲良くな、仲悪いわけじゃないけど、その一歩踏み込めないというかさ、
mm-hmm.
あの、なん、本音で話せないというかさ、
mm-hmm.
だから全部建前みたいになっちゃって、あんまり話す意味がない。
I know people that get defensive about particular subjects.
ああ、そうね、そうね。それはまだわかる。
Yeah, but the person who kind of anything that might damage their reputation, which isn't as good as they think it is, is just triggers a very kind of defensive response.
そうそうそう。そうなん、それ気まずくなるじゃん。だから確かに、このトピックに関しては絶対言われたくないところがあるっていうのは全然わかるし、いいんだけど、なんでもってなっちゃうと、なんかすごい、気をつけないといけないっていうか、私は結構、あの、特に女の子の友達と一緒にいるときは、もう自分を笑いのネタにしまくるから、なんだろう。それを面白いと思ってくれる。てか私なんかね、面白いと思ってほしいって思っちゃうの。なんか女の子が相手だと。なんか、
yeah.
女友達をすごい笑わせたいの。なんかわかる？別に恋愛でもないのに。
It's a good impulse to have.
I guess.、Right? なんか男友達はそんなに別にそういう願望はないんだけど、女友達に対してはすごい笑わせたいし、笑ってくれるとすごい嬉しくなるの。だから結構よく考えると、仲いい女友達は私のことを面白いと思ってる子が多い。なんかわかる？面白いと思ってくれてる子と仲良くなりがちみたいな。だからすげえ笑ってくれる。そう。私もすごい笑わせよう。なんかなんでだろうね。なんでそんなに笑わせたくなっちゃうのかわかんないけど。
I feel that more strongly if I drink alcohol.And all of a sudden I'm making fun of someone and they're making fun of me and it, you know, I kind of like that environment where people are just really joking around and nothing's serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it when it reaches a point where there's literally nothing anyone could say to like ruin the mood. Like
right,
this
right.
is bulletproof.
Yeah.
You know? But,
そうね。これだからたまに間違えてこうひどいこと言う人いるじゃん。
Yeah.
Like,
but that can be hilarious too if it's done in the right way.
なんか相手によるよね。
Mm.
あのね、今本当に例を出したいんだけど、すごい個人の話。あのね、like, there's someone we both know that's on my mind right now. But, ちょっと、プライバシーがボロボロになっちゃうから言えないけど。Well.
次。
I think I know who you're thinking of.
But... Yeah.
China plans to launch what is being called an artificial moon or lighting satellite.Into space, which will reflect a beam of sunlight down onto an area of 80 square kilometers in the region of Chengdu, China, illuminating it during the night. According to the People's Daily, Wu Chunfeng, chairman of government space contractor Chengdu Aerospace Science and Technology Company, stated that the so-called artificial moon will effectively be 8 times brighter than a full moon, and bright enough to replace street lamps.The design has been finalized and the government plans to launch the device in 2020.
中国政府が宇宙に向けて人工の月を打ち上げる計画を立てていることが分かりました。これは人工衛星に取り付けたパネルで太陽光を反射して夜の間中国西都市の直径80平方キロメートル圏内を照らすというものです。国有企業である中国光天鍵集団のウー・チュンフェン代表は人民日報の取材に対し人工月は本物の満月の8倍の明るさで街灯の代わりになると述べています。デザインは決定しており2020年に打ち上げる予定とのことです。満月の8倍超明るくない？満月も結構明るいよ。だって8倍って言ったらもう、
when it's like super moon, you can walk around、
yeah.
outside, and the animals behave differently. And
ちょっと8倍がでも想像できないけど、かなり明るくない？
Well, and you could have the moon.
でしょ？そうだよね。だから本当の満月が出てる時に、この人工月が8倍で横で照らしてたらさ、もう昼じゃん。
But the it will look very small. It'll look much, much. It'll just look like a dot.
Oh.
Because the moon's very big. But it's not reflecting like a mirror. It has reflective
beads. 結構ちっちゃいってこと？
They haven't said the size of it, but it'll probably be like 40...or 60 square meters or something, if I'm guessing. I was trying to like calculate the size of this thing, but I got a headache, so I gave up. But they launched a 20 square meter version of this in 1993, the Soviet Union did.
Okay.
And it was called Znamya.
Okay.
And that had the brightness of like 3 full moons.
Hmm.
And
so they've...I mean, humans have actually done this before.
The Soviet Union did this.
And it worked?
It worked for a little bit.
And what happened?
I don't know what happened exactly. I think it just...
Broke?
It just burned up in the atmosphere.
Oh.
Did
people like it?
I don't know if people even knew about it. Did you hear about it in...
No. Well, I did.
1993.
I didn't live there, so...
In the Soviet Union?
No. so, この場所がさ、私中国詳しくないからわからないんだけど、街灯、あのさ、夜今、港区じゃん、ここ。外出るとさ、街灯とかの問題じゃないじゃん。街灯いらないレベルっていうかさ、なんか、オフィスの光とか、すごすぎて、すごい明るいじゃん、夜も。
そういう。street lamps too.
Yeah.
And without the street lamps in Tokyo, some places would be quite dark.
Right. この西都市っていうところはどういう感じなんだろうね。その街灯がないと結構暗くなっちゃう感じ、全体的に暗くなっちゃうようなところなのかさ。どうなんだろうね。
Well, I haven't been to Chengdu, China. but yeah, I mean, I imagine it's not like Shanghai or these other places. But you know, it's, there's enough activity there that they want to try to do this, and they think it'll increase productivity. When the Soviet Union did it, they thought that it would be useful for crops, that you could grow crops at night. You have like this crazy 24-hour crop thing.
Okay. じゃあそんぐらい明るくしようと思ったってこと？逆に言うと。人間がもう寝れないじゃん。
Well, it wasn't bright enough for that.
Right.
With the Znamnia
yeah.
project. But one thing that's interesting to think about is whether they can change the curvature of the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be most accurate to call this an orbital mirror. Have you seen, is it Tomorrow Never Dies? No. No.
That's 007.
Die Another Day with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Do you remember the plot of that movie?
No.
What? Do you remember it even slightly? Like something?
Halle Berry. Halle Berry being hot.
What do you remember?
Halle Berry being hot.
Do you remember anything else about Die Another Day?
No.
Nothing?
Wait, hold on. Let me...
Nothing? Zero.
だってさ、だいたいなんかさ...
The Halle Berry one.
Yeah, but だいたい悪者がさ、なんか悪いことを企んでて、それをジェームズ・ボンドがやっつける話じゃん。
But the villain is what makes...For me, Bond interesting. There is like the media tycoon villain with the stealth yeah. ship.
Ah, I remember this guy. This bald Asian looking guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in Die Another Day, that guy.
This Asian guy?
Launches an orbital mirror.
Okay.
Satellite. And tries to make it look like it's a good thing.
Hmm.
But it...He turns out, like James Bond uncovers that he has a plan to use this orbital mirror to burn a path from North to South Korea and help the North Koreans like invade South Korea. This was like the plot
What?
Of the James Bond.
そんな話あったんだっけ?
Yeah. I'm glad things are a lot less tense now and make that movie seem less feasible.
Yeah.
Now that we have both orbital mirrors.
Right.
But that was the plot. So James Bond, being a good guy, goes to stop that. And he ends up in that ice fortress. You know, has that house
right.
that's like pure ice.
Right. I like, kind of remember that.
Like he lives in the one type of house that could easily be destroyed by sunlight from an orbital mirror. And so James Bond like drives in there with his invisible car. Do you remember the invisible car? The car that was like full invisible. Like it would just disappear.
That sounds so stupid. 今そうやって聞くと。
You don't remember do you remember the invisible car? It's the coolest Bond car ever, but it's so unbelievable that people kind of just...
Yeah,
it's like, we can't make a car more advanced than this for the next movie.
まあそうだね。
It's like, why doesn't this model have the invisibility cloak?
だって2002年だって。もう覚えてないよね。だってもう、私の中でダニエル・クレイグバージョンでもう上書きされちゃったから。
は
あ。で、このピアーズ・ブロスナンが007の時はかっこいい役だったじゃん。
He was the shit, like,
でしょ?で、かっこいいおじさんとして私の中で頭にあったのに、ママミア見た時にすっごい歌が下手くそで、もうなんかダサいおじさんになり下がっちゃったの、海の中で。
He was hot shit when he came on the scene. He was like fresh out of...
Yeah.
What was he? Was he from... Not Playboy. What am I trying to say?
Playboy?
Isn't he from some like... Modeling... Some...I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways. In Scandinavia, near Oslo, they have, in Norway, they have a bunch of these mirrors on the side of a mountain.
Right. Because,
yeah, they're like in a valley like this.
Yeah.
And the sun moves, you know, perpendicular to the cut of the valley. So they would only get sunlight for like...almost never.
Yeah. うつ病とかになっちゃうからね。
And so people like run out into this courtyard that has this reflected sunlight.
Yeah. それはでもなんかさ、別に衛星打ち上げてるわけじゃないじゃん。その地球上で太陽光を反射させてっていうのはなんとなく自然なこととしてすんなり受け入れられるけど。
What do you think about this? There have been environmentalists that say this is a terrible idea because the nightlife, nightlife,
night 虫とかね。
Yeah.
そうそう、夜活動する動物がおかしくなっちゃうっていうのはよく言われるよね。あの街灯とかだけでも良くないって言ってるのに、この満月の8倍とかを。基本的に私は、まあ、あの人口流れ星とかもそうだけど、その空はみんなのものだから、それを今度例えば生徒市でこれが打ち上げられちゃったら、ここに住んでる人はその光を嫌だって言って見ないことはできないわけじゃん。もうそこにあるから。
What if they had a vote? What if everyone in that town is like, we love it?
あ、じゃあいいんじゃない。じゃあ、だから、イシューボーディングみたいな感じで、ちゃんとそこに住んでる人の投票とかで決めてるならいいけど。
It might get support because they may get money、from the tourism as people flock from around the world to see this like artificial nighttime lit from space, Chengdu City.
そんな面白いのかな、見て。超ネガティブ。
You have to go there to find out.
だってピカーってなってるだけでしょ。
Well,
だ月はさ、こう色にムラとかがあってさ、見て面白いもんだけどさ、これって別にそういう情緒あるもんじゃないんじゃないの。
I don't think it's not going to be that interesting to look at. I don't know if I guess you can look at it.It'd be weird driving into that town from outside of the town.
Yeah.
Like, what does that look like?
It's so bright.
That might look weird.
Is it going to be that bright? Like, are you going to notice it? Like, do you?
Well, isn't it like 8 times brighter than the full moon? I mean, that's pretty bright. If your eyes are adjusted to nighttime, like, that's bright.
Yeah.
Right?
次.
Doctors in the UK used a $2 million four-armed...robot called the Da Vinci XI to perform a complex surgery for rectal cancer, which involved extracting the bladder, prostate, rectum, and lower colon through a 2-inch cut in the patient's abdomen. Typically, the operation requires at least 4 doctors and opening a cut extending from the chest to the groin. The robot's arms carry surgical instruments to cut and seal blood vessels, as well as stream 3D video, enabling operators to perform precise tasks.While causing minimal trauma to the body.
イギリスの医療チームが200万ドルをかけダヴィンチ What is this again?、
XI? Who knows?
という名の大腸がん手術用ロボットを開発しました。ロボットには4本の腕がついており、患者のお腹を5センチほど切開し、膀胱、前立腺、直腸、下部結腸を出すという複雑な手術を行うことができます。従来の方法だと少なくとも4人の医師が必要な上、胸から鼠径部まで大きく切開する必要があります。手術ではロボットの腕で器具を駆使したり血管を閉じたりするだけでなく、 3D 動画をリアルタイムで流すことで人間が正確にロボットを操作することができ、患者への負担が大幅に軽減できるとのことです。 By extracting you mean they pull out theseorgans aside? ってこと?
Yeah, they had to remove those organs because of a metastasis of cancer that the patient had.
They had to remove, like completely?
I believe so. I don't know if they went back in or what the...
Yeah, I thought it meant they just pull it out.
Maybe that's part of the process for...
And then put them back in. No?
I'm not sure on the...You know, what the health situation was of the patient exactly. But apparently that's required in this surgery for rectal cancer.
Right.
And I don't think it's that,
it's not like a super unique case on house or something. You know, it's more
right.
Things that are common operations that are well understood that they can do using these robots.
Hmm.
And robot surgery has been around since, well, it was approved in the United States in the year 2000. And it's becoming more popular slowly, but not much better than a human being until very recently. And now they're able to, they're seeing data from operations that they're doing. In this particular case, the patient had a 2-inch cut instead of, you know, having their whole torso cut open, which can actually lead to complications. But this patient was hospitalized for 8 days instead of 3 weeks.
Whoa.
And so while it's more expensive to use a machine, if patients spend less time in the hospital and have a better recovery, survival rate, et cetera, then that may justify a more expensive but more effective treatment like this.
医療が無料の国とかねやっぱり詰まっちゃってて何年待ちとかっていうのが多いからそういうふうに、なんていうの短縮できると
Well, this machine's expensive, so they don't really have many of them, if any, in countries that have socialized medicine. Because it's more expensive. It's not going to be covered by your national insurance or whatever. But eventually, you know, that kind of technology will be under the umbrella of socialized care. Currently, almost all of the machines are in the United States. They have, this is an estimate, they have around like 3,000 in the United States. They have around 700 in
Europe. You mean surgery robots in general?
I think specifically robots of this series. There are not that many robots. There are some startups that are making robots to compete with this company. I think it's Intuitive Surgical.
Okay.
The Da Vinci robot is considered the most advanced. And is the one that's most widely used. Did you see the not DARPA, the Boston Dynamics video of the mini spot dog dancing?
Yes, twerking. Yes,
and doing the running man and stuff.
Yep.
Did you see the parkour one?
No, but I saw that. なんだっけ、日本のどっかにデプロイするんだよねあれを。What was that?
They had the mini spot navigate through a series of Japanese construction sites. So they brought it to Tokyo.
そうだ。
And they had it
construction site
move through and around obstacles.
Right. そうだ。工事現場だ。
And they have a different one called Atlas, which is a humanoid robot. And that one can do, they're calling it parkour. But it jumps onto a platform and then jumps onto another platform and...
Atlas.
It's going to be superhuman pretty soon. I mean, it looks pretty... It is superhuman. You see the coordination of machines now. The motors. The control. The coordination that machines have, like the twerking robot, you know, is... It's reaching human levels or better now.
なんかやっぱり気持ち悪いよね。
You don't like it? Did you see the like bar on that dog video?
Yes.
It's like like almost nobody disliked that twerking robot dog video.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike it either. Because I'm afraid of what might happen to me in the future when AI comes around.
Yeah.
But it is reaching a creepy level of coordination. And you've seen
it's been creepy for some years now.
But it's always like jerky, right? It's like this jerky
like the ones in like
Asimo just falls off the stairs.
Asimo wa chou kawaii. Asimo
But Asimo like
歩いたりなんかボール蹴ったりとかさ、だからいいけど、ボストンダイナミクスのやつはジャングルみたいなとこをさ走ってるやつとかあるじゃん。なんかとにかく、
yeah.
気持ち悪い。
Well, you can see the brain. It takes a real intelligence to move a machine in these different environments like that.
Yeah.
And Boston Dynamics is so far ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
The way that these machines are able to just navigate these totally new environments, and they map the environments in real time.
Yeah.
And they're now battery powered and they just have so much strength and balance. It's like, I don't know, like the best dancers in the world in, you know, in 20 years might be robotic.
Yeah, no? Who knows?
Have you seen like the video of those Disney robots that fly?
What?
Like Disney is developing some anima robotic superhero type thing that like flies through the air and nails like this crazy Superman pose while it's flying through the air. You haven't seen
what?
That?
What? No. 何それ?
But it's like they're going to use these advanced robotics for like theme parks and stuff.
Oh.
And do shows.
何これ? 本当にこれ? 本当のやつなの? CG とかじゃないの?
Could be not real.
Disney...無言で動画を見る。え、何これ ?Robot Stunt Doubles.、
Mm.
Is this what you're talking about? なんか、
maybe.
Holy shit.
It like flies through the air and stuff.
Yeah, oh my god.
Remember that Bruce Willis movie with the, what do you call it? You're not Avatar. Is it Avatar?
What?
The Bruce Willis, not the movie name, but.What's the word for it? The Bruce Willis movie where everyone has like a robot copy of their real body, surrogate.
Oh, right.
And then they can control that robot body using their mind.
Right.
And then that's like what they used to live, right?
Okay.
So the surgical robots here are controlled by surgeons.
Right.
I mean, we call them surgeons still.
Yeah.
But it's essentially a video gamer.
Right.
Right? You have a video gamer. If that's the video game, I mean, you're using... There's some kind of stick input into a control.
Hmm.
And then at the end of the game, this guy doesn't have cancer anymore or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the drone pilot phenomenon.
Hmm.
But this also means that the surgeon can be anywhere. The surgeon can be at home.On his toilet、
ね、
and doing this on his iPhone. You know, like that changes so、
Everything.
Much, right? That、
yeah.
you can, that this, you know, these surgeons can be wherever they want. They could be, you know, if they have some little console that fits in a briefcase, and let's say、
yeah.
they're on vacation, it's like, yo, you know, if you do this surgery, you know, this guy's willing to pay $50 million or something. He's like, okay.He opens his suitcase up and grabs the little robot arms and
Is that actually going to happen or that will never happen and the surgeon will just get replaced by AI?
Well, I think both are going to happen. And the surgeon being replaced by AI is going to happen after the other one. Like it's going to be robots controlled by surgeons who know what they're doing.
Right.
But these companies have said that the machines are learning all the movements. They're recording everything. So as surgeons help this company develop its robot by using it, they are...
On their way to lose their job.
yeah, basically writing themselves out of the process.
でも一般の人にとっては絶対その方がいいもんね。今でもさ、例えばその、この手術をできる人はアメリカにしかいませんとか、まあ、日本にこの一人しかいないとかですごい病気で辛くても飛行機に乗って行ったりとかすごいお金かかったりとか、
mm-hmm.
で宿泊費もかかるしとかいろいろあるけどまあリモートでやってくれられるんだったらそれが一番いいもんねだって
Yeah. It's, I mean, in his pajamas.
Yeah.
Or her pajamas. Who, you don't even know. You don't
even, yeah, there, she could there, be at the beach.
There is something like you kind of want to talk to the surgeon and he kind of, you know, you want some, it's like, oh, I know what I'm doing, you know. You see all the certificates on the wall behind him or whatever. There's like a calming thing, but it's like, oh, no, just come in here. It's like none of us know anything about surgery, but if you lie down on this table, you know, some guy in Bangladesh was going to move these robot arms and fix you up, right? I mean, they could live anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Maybe not anywhere. There's a, you know, a latency limit. You can't have Martian surgeons, right?
Right.
But almost anywhere.
Yeah. See?
Oh, I wanted to bring up one more thing. Did you see Pepper testifying?
Oh, yeah.
At the British Parliament?
Yeah, I didn't see it. I just read the headline. But I was wondering, I mean, someone needs to write the script for Pepper, right? It's not like Pepper is writing the script for himself to testify.
They don't want us to know. I don't know.
So I was like,
because if there isn't a script, then Pepper's speech about how,
what did he say?
I didn't listen to I only saw a clip of it on some crappy website
with a
horrible video player, but it was, you know, something about helping old people and helping, how robots can help society and how artificial intelligence might be involved in that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what's the point of making Pepper say it if someone wrote it? Then that someone might as well be there in front of the microphone.
Are you asking me or are you asking the Pepper PR team?
I'm just asking it was a Congress or something, right?
It was the Parliament, and yeah, speaking to the MPs.
Whoever invited Pepper there, that's who I'm asking the question to. Because what's the point of, you know, going via Pepper?
Well,
to get the answer,
right? You're saying there's no point if Pepper was scripted.
Yeah,
but if Pepper wasn't scripted and that was just an off the cuff speech by Pepper answering questions.
Right.
We haven't seen that technology yet, even.
Yeah,
to
so
this
why
day, right?
Invite Pepper to begin with? I don't know anything.
I don't know. It was very
this,
surreal. It didn't seem like real life. And I'm watching a video of like these British MPs talking to this pre-programmed scripted robot, and it's like, you guys can just read the script. Like,
yeah,
you guys are wasting your time. Like, this is
stupid.
It's silly. Yeah, I don't understand.
What's
going on?
Yeah.
So you don't have a good theory for why this happened?
No. No. If I was a taxpayer there, I would probably be annoyed, but I'm not paying tax over there, so I won't complain. But,
well, I liked Pepper's answer.
Okay.
I think the point is that it was like a demonstration.
It's like,
of the technology.
Of course, Pepper will talk about helping elderly people. Like, look at him. Look at his fucking face.
How,
you know,
crazy would it be if
the Boston Dynamics to 全然違うじゃん見た目からして.
But how crazy would it be if the exact same thing went down and they invited Pepper to formally speak at Parliament and Pepper rolls in and says the opposite of what he said.
You know? Like what? I'm
like,
going to fuck
you up?
We
shouldn't help old people. like robots can't get along with human beings. Like,
yeah, and that would be interesting. It's like, great, you know? It was worth inviting him over.
But that would initiate the question of, is this scripted?
Right.
Who wrote this shit? Like,
yeah, at least it's interesting though.
But if it's positive, we give the robot credit and we're not like, who wrote this? This is such a great speech. Because that's kind of embarrassing.
It's just so stupid. Like, 結構ヘッドラインになってるのは見たけど、なんか何やってんのって思っただけだったんだけど。
The headlines are the, it's like what we talked about with Aslu, but the people's reaction to it
yeah.
is very fascinating to me. Hmm. Even the headline itself is stupid, but the phenomenon of how people react to this and like why it happened and what they were trying to achieve.
Yeah, what were they trying to achieve?
I don't know. That's not...
I mean...
I didn't look
again,
into it.
Again, I didn't really... I don't really know about this.
I like pepper.
I only read the headlines, but...
You like pepper, yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. On the 26th of last month, around 10 p.m., an object suddenly smashed through the roof of a home in Komaki City in Aichi Prefecture. The next day, the homeowner discovered three charred fragments of rock, 10 centimeters, 5 centimeters, and 4 centimeters across. Analysis by an expert from the National Science Museum found that the rock is a meteorite that formed some 4.5 billion years ago. The meteorite will be registered as the Komaki meteorite with the Meteoritical Society. The woman who discovered the meteorite stated the following to NHK. Space has gifted me a mysterious object, like what the Hayabusa spacecraft has gone to space to retrieve. While it caused some damage, I'm happy to have received such a precious object.
先月26日の午後10時ごろ、愛知県小牧市の民家に隕石が直撃し、屋根を突き破っていたことが分かりました。次の日、住人の女性が衝撃で3つに割れた隕石を発見し、石はそれぞれ直径10センチ、5センチ、4センチでした。国立科学博物館の分析によると、これは45億年前にできたものということで、落下場所にちなんで小牧隕石と命名され国際隕石学会に登録されます。女性は NHK の取材に対し、探査機のハヤブサなどが宇宙に取りに行こうとするような神秘的なものが向こうから来てくれました。被害はありましたが貴重なもので嬉しいですと述べています。ポジティブめっちゃほのぼのした。めっちゃポジティブじゃない？
うん。
嬉しいんだよだって。
I think I'd be kind of happy about it. It depends how much damage it does, right? If it smashes your car or something.
家が壊れてさ、当たってたら死んでたかもしれないみたいな時にさ、こんなポジティブなことを言える？めっちゃ。
It's pretty impressive.
いい人っていうかなんか、なんかすごい癒された。
Yeah, I like her attitude.
うん、だってさ、she could have said anything, right? 頭に当たっていたかと思うと怖いですとか言ってもさ、おかしくないような状況でさ、神秘的なものが向こうから来てくれましただよ。
Well, she knows about Hayabusa, so she's already cool in my book.
そうだね。最高の人じゃん。
Mm. Oh, this is a pretty unlikely event.
そうだね。自分の家に当たるっていうのは確率としてすごいよね。
How would you react to this, you think? If it just, if we're, let's say, 5 minutes from now, a loud noise and a rock just comes through
the window?
The ceiling here.
The ceiling here?
I hope people upstairs are fine.
Probably not.
But if it just hits your building, let's say it doesn't hit your particular, I don't know. But just, there's something, at least for me, there's something jarring about an extremely unlikely event happening to you.
Yeah.
You kind of get a little superstitious. You kind of have this...
sign. It is a sign. でも確かに宇宙の彼方から旅してきた石がこう全部燃え切らずにしかも残って地球に舞い降りてきてそれがしかも自分の家に当たるってすごいことだよね。
I mean the biggest piece was like 10 it's like a there's like 10 or 15 centimeters worth of this object, right?
Yeah.
And it could land anywhere on planet Earth.
Yeah.
They do. But it could land anywhere I don't know.In the universe, it could miss Earth.
Yeah.
But this object existed 4.5
billion years ago, and now it's sitting in her house.
Yeah, すごいよね。
And if you kind of imagine the life of that object, it kind of feels like there's something meaningful about its journey and it ending up at your house. It could almost make you nuts just thinking about this.
She can't keep it, can she? Or can she keep it?
Why wouldn't she be able to keep it?
I don't know.
I'd keep it. If some dudes in hazmat suits showed up and tried to take my space rock.
Because I feel like when they find なんか特別な恐竜の化石とかさ、見つけた時、they almost always somehow submit it to the museum and they don't get to keep it, right? Or do they actually, is it actually their favor to give it to the museum or?
Well, I think with meteorites generally you can keep it. It would have to be extremely large and become subject to like an investigation and stuff where you wouldn't be able to keep it, right? Because it's like evidence.
Right.
But I don't think there's a rule against keeping objects that fall out of space.
Because some of these rocks look amazing. Like gold patterns. I saw them at maybe in あれどこで見たんだっけ？リオンとかかな？どっかの博物館？リオンだ多分フランスのあのそこのあれ何の博物館？まあ有名な博物館に行った時に、その今まで落ちてきた石の展示みたいなのがあって、すっごい綺麗なやつがいっぱいあるの。その含まれてる鉱物とかの種類によると思うんだけど、え、こんなすごい綺麗な見た目なんだ。なんかその辺に落ちてる石と全然違う感じの。
Yeah, they're pretty special. I forget what they're called, but they have because meteorites are heated up very suddenly when they enter the atmosphere. These crazy looking patterns form between the like layers of material in the rock or whatever. And so usually meteorite samples, they will cut a slice off and kind of polish it so you can see those patterns. And some of them have clear crystals in them. So a lot of meteorites have large chunks of this.
Yeah.
Palites? I forget the word. But it's like these orange clear crystals in these meteorites. And it looks really crazy when you see the crystals mixed with like the weird pattern of the etched nickel iron. Materials.
なんか古代エジプトみたいな時代だったらさ、この家に落ちてきた女性もう崇め祭り上げられそうじゃない？わかんない。
Yeah. Well,
スペシャル人間としてなんか選ばれし者みたいな。
Yeah, you don't think there's anything special about it? It's weird, right? That this person, like a rock, landed on Earth, hit her house, then she's on NHK.And then she delivers this one sentence, which was enormously positive and reached millions and millions of people. And now we're talking about this person.
Yeah.
But her mindset has kind of become a meme in my mind. I mean, what are you supposed to say when a meteorite hits your house? You know? But
anything,
that's,
right?
That's, it's part of like how the world works.
Yeah.
It's like this funny business.
Yeah, it's fun to see what people... I love street interviews, especially in the States, because people say weird shit. They don't care. Like here, I feel like people get interviewed and they're like, nice, and just say what's expected. But なんか有名なやつでさ、宝くじを買ってる人にインタビューしてるやつ見たことない？あの宝くじ当たったら何しますかって言ったら This young guy just says like I'm gonna do a bunch of coke and なんだ pay for a lot of hoes じゃないけどなんかそういうことを言って、まあ、インタビューしてる人があしまったみたいな感じなんだけど
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it just this just somehow reminded me of it. But
oh, that's you know, it's unlikely for someone to walk up to you and record what you have to say.
Yeah.
You know, when you're just buying a ticket for something too. So it's like the whole getting struck by lightning thing, right?
Yeah, I just think it's...
Winning the lottery too. I mean, it messes with people's heads. People seem to not deal with it well.
アメリカのやつすごいよね。ナンバーのやつ。あの、キャリーオーバーして何百億とかだっけ? If you win...すごい額もらえる。なんかそんなにいらないっていうレベル。
Yeah.
ありすぎ。
Money is scary, right?
I guess.
Anyone that has a shitload of money has a lot of responsibilities. A lot of people trying to pull their limbs off. A lot of stuff
I to guess. Deal with. If I suddenly get billions of dollars or something.
Billions?
なんか
Billions is a lot.
Or millions. でもダン・ビルゼリアンみたいになりたいよね。
What? Just a crazy...
Just travel、
person?
Around.
He's probably depressed. It's just a, you know, the face we put up on the Instagram or whatever. Who knows?
I think I've talked about this, but I used to think he's just this douchebag. He probably is, but...In interviews, he sounds pretty, you know, not normal, but like, なんて言うんだろうね。結構落ち着いて分析してるなって思った。自分の状況について。
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure. I think most douchebags are not actually douchebags. Some are.
I want to win the lottery, though. Especially now that I have a kid.
It'll corrupt you. Wanting to win the lottery is like a douchey thing.
I definitely want to win the lottery, no matter what you say. あの、だってさ、
But this is, そんなにあったら、it's value that comes from other people, people with dreams. It's taking in order to get. You know,
yeah, but I mean,
not,
it's not
you're
like...
You're not producing anything.
でもさ、全部自分で使い切れるわけないんだから、残りをじゃあ寄付するってなった時に、億単位とかでどっかに寄付できるってなったらさ、すごいことだよ。なんていうの?
But do you
すごい変化を自分で起こせるんだよ。
But do you sit around... You didn't do anything, you just won the lottery. You know,
yeah,
that's the thing about winning the lottery.
そのお金を
But nobody sits around...
分配する先を自分で決めれるって結構最高じゃない?
But nobody sits around, like, crossing their fingers or saying that they hope that some charity wins the lottery. Right?
Because I guess...Yeah, but like that's what
charities aren't even in the lottery, are they?
That's why I kind of get jealous with, is she princess, whatever, Meghan,
who,
Prince Harry's wife, in the UK.
Yeah.
So she's always, you know, done like charity projects or like something like 社会貢献みたいな。And now that she's a princess or duchess or whatever she is, she gets to decide what to talk about to the general public and people will listen to her, you know? It's like...
Sort of.
And she can get like a lot of funds, a lot of donations for the cause that she actually believes in. And she gets to choose. That's awesome.
But how do you know, like, I don't know if I'd want to choose where everything goes. You know, I haven't exposed myself to all the different kinds of suffering that people
are. Yeah, but she doesn't have to choose one, you know. She can just choose one that she's interested in right now. And then maybe a year later she can talk about other stuff.
But you're choosing who lives and who dies, you know. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, but if you don't do it, then...
But
Everybody
dies.
I
thought this was supposed to be something you really want to do.
I think that's awesome. それは羨ましい。なんかお金の心配をせずに、なんか普通それをやってる。
Royalty just spending people's money.
Well,
it's true.
Kind of. Just for
it's royalty just spending people's money. I think the people should decide how that money is spent. I think that will have a better outcome.
They don't live on tax
money,
though.
Some random princess or whatever.
They don't live on tax money, though. I mean, for security.
There's so yes, much but... tax money. It's not even...
But they're basically like landlords, right, in the UK. It's not like Japan,
well,
so
not,
they don't live
like
off of tax
old,
money.
It's not like the good old, you know, king
but
days,
I think,
but...
I mean, they don't need to do it, you know. They can just be sitting on it, but mm-hmm. some of them actually do something with their voice, and I think that's great because it's not like their roles are going to be gone in anytime soon anyway. Someone's going to be a princess. So yeah. then, you know.
Are you surprised that you're not a princess?
Do I look like a princess? No.
Of course you do.
Do I look like the princess type? No.
Do you think it, how do you think, not becoming a princess, which is improbable, but do you think it changes your brain when you get really lucky or really unlucky? Like
oh,
there's
yeah.
a relationship with fate. Or like, we've probably talked about this, but do you believe in the idea of fate at all?
I don't...
So what do you make
what's
of
the
like
word?
Fate?
Fatalistic? Is that a word?
Well, that has kind of a negative conversation. Connotation makes it sound like you can't do anything about anything, but do you think some things are
sometimes I feel like in retrospect ish way sometimes I feel like for example for some months I thought I would never be able to get pregnant or I would never have a child, but mm-hmm. then I did mm-hmm. get to have a child. And なんていうの、それを後から振り返って、oh yeah, like, I knew that I would have a child みたいな、なんかわかる。
But don't you get that feeling as anything is happening though? It's like, oh, I kind of knew it, like, this is kind of fate.
Yeah.
And then it, when it turns the other way, you kind of like reverse all your,
I guess,
that feeling.
Yeah. I believe that I'm a lucky person. I have a lot of luck.
What is that luck? Where does it come from? Please share.
I think so. I used to think that I'm just lucky. Like it's just that's just how
just,
it is.
I'm just lucky.
Yeah, I'm just lucky.
You're not
like,
lucky.
Yeah,
tough
I'm
shit.
Not.
You're not me.
But,
that explains it.
But then there are so many bad things that happen to me too, you know? But then somehow I always feel like I'm really lucky because I usually get what I want in a way. Not the lottery, but... でもそれって気づいたんだけど、そのやりたいこととか欲しいものとか、欲しいものっていうかやりたいことを人に言ってるからかなって思ってきた。なんか人に言ってれば、その周りがどうにかしてくれるっていう意味じゃなくて、なんかどうにかなる。
There are a lot of people that say what they're doing and that it's going to happen and it never happened. And that's kind、
right.
of like an archetype of person too, right?
まあだから確かにさ、そういう宝くじ当たりたいとか、あ、フェラーリ明日買いたいとかさ、なんかそういうことではないよね。
But there are people that say, you know, like in 10 years I'm going to be living here and I'm going to have this and
right.
I'm going to have this and I'm going to be doing this.
あ、でもそれを逆にやんないからかな。その、mm. 5年後どうなってると思いますかとか3年後どうなってると思いますかとか、そういうのは結構嫌いっていうか、知らねえよと思うタイプ。
It doesn't let you change yourself so much if you set that kind of, if you have that kind of mindset, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of stuck on one goal. But I usually find that within not very long, like the world changes and the goal
yeah,
doesn't seem like what it was.
そうそう。だからなんか意識高い系みたいな人とかはさ、なんか 3カ年計画とか5カ年計画で今からあと2年でこういう道に進んでその頃にはこうなってるだろうから自分はそしたらこういうところに住んでとか、うん、なんかそういうふうに決めるのあんまり好きじゃない。まあそれで決めてうまくいく人もいるんだろうけど自分はなんかだって分かんないよね。
Do you think you're lucky for real? Like, is there a physical...
I guess, I mean, 前も言ったけど、その、
like, does it
住む家があるとか。
Aside from, like, what you say, you know, like, people who say this and people who say that, but from, like, a physics standpoint.
Or, physics standpoint?
I don't know, what do you call it? Like, is there something in the universe...That has some effect on how well people's lives turn out.
ね、でもそれ思わない、たまに。 Because
some people want that to be a thing, like karma or something.
Yeah,、
right?
like I feel that 例えばすごい悪いことがあってもう無理って思っても頑張って生きていればまたいいこともある。でいいことがあったらまた絶対悪いこともある。Mm. けどまたいいこともあるっていう。繰り返しだと思ってるのね私の中では。でもそれは私自身の経験値でしかなくて、例えば本当に悪いことしかない人っていうのもいてもおかしくないわけじゃん、なんかいいことが全然起きない。
例えば It's hard to believe, right? Isn't it? Hard, it's kind of hard to
なんかレミーズの What was her name? Not Lafayette, but the mom that dies みたいな感じ、なんかそういう人もいるとしたらそれはまた全然違う人生観だろうなって思うし、いいことなんてないって確かに本当にそういう人もいるのかなとか、
It's weird to think about all the you know you think of the world as you know earth stuff around it and there's a bunch of peopleOn Earth, other than yourself, and that's cool. But it's the what was that word that someone came up with recently? What was that word? When you realize that everyone else has a reality constructed inside of their minds, and they're walking around, and they have a good day or a bad day, just like you do. And do you remember that?
There's a word for it.
Yeah, someone made up a. Someone came up with a word.
Okay.
To describe this feeling of noticing that everyone has their own life and world and reality constructed around themselves, and that reality that they perceive is nothing like the reality that you perceive, and so you can think
of the
world.
It's so weird
that
there was no word for it.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's like, なんていうの?
I forget what the word is.
That I think that's really important. I've talked about this, but I had that realization when I was like in elementary school or something with my little brother. Because I didn't think that he was a person too until then.
You thought he was just like an NPC?
Just like a person in my life, you know, in my world.Mm-hmm. This character, you know, this side character in my show.
Right.
And then I realized, like, no, he has his own show. Mm-hmm. Shit, you know? He has his own feelings. He has his own thoughts. He has his own life with his friends and everything that I'm not aware of. Mm-hmm. Wow, like, mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. like, their own, people have their own thoughts, you know, when they wake up in the morning and they...
Yeah.
They're brushing their teeth. Things that they never say to anyone else.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the other weird aspect of it is that everyone that's here on Earth right now just happens to be here at the same time. Most humans are dead.
Yeah.
And this is a very temporary thing.
Yeah.
So there is a massive coincidence occurring between everyone on Earth.
Right.
Right, just by being around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the humans who are here
you know, we take attendance. How many of you are...
We should all be besties.
Yeah. Well, it's the impermanence of it that I think can be a good psychological doorway into reevaluating your relationship with other people.
Right.
Is the fact that you're going to die. And so is everyone else.
We're all going to die.
Well, it's biology. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll go up into the AI cloud.
And we'll live forever. You know,
the Boston Dynamics. And I mean, that can be a toxic mindset, no?
Mm-hmm.
Which one's healthier? A, I'm going to live forever. B, I'm not going to live forever. I might go to heaven or maybe nothing, but...
If everyone thought that they were going to live forever anyway...
Anyway.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's kind of a double-sided thing. It's almost like you could suffer longer too, or you could be ashamed or disgraced.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll probably disgrace yourself
That's
eventually,
a hard
right?
question.
If you
yeah.
live long enough, you'll probably disgrace yourself.
At one point. All right. 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android の、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円。激安。スタバより安い。
安いです。
で、文字起こし全部読み放題っていうのもありますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトで、ストアもね、あるので、うん、ぜひ見てみてね。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックもやってるのでフォローお願いします。
Did you wear ミニスカート today?
は？ミニスカート履いてないよ。なんで？
I saw on the JAXA の Twitter feed they retweeted something and apparently today is like ミニスカートの日。
何それ
？I don't know, but you know they always have like some random 何々の日。
うん。
And,Today is like mini skirt.
あれってね、結構簡単に設定できるんだよ、マーケティングの人が。
Yeah.
うん。
So this day was available though.
Oh.
Was it? I mean, is it also something else or is it only mini skirt?
It could be. There could be other stuff too. Mini skirt. もう今日はスウェット、おしゃれスウェットみたいな。最近はおしゃれスウェットばっかり。
おしゃれスウェット。
うん。スニーカーしか履けないからね。
Hmm.
こうやっぱ子供抱っこしたりベビーカーを押すってなると、hmm. ヒール履いてたら死んじゃうから、
hmm.
いやミニスカート履いてる場合じゃない
残念 Maybe next year next October
18th はい皆さんじゃあ良いミニスカートの日をお過ごしください
It's so random
終わり
以上です
バイ
バイ